The large overhanging hollow panel switched to the same V-host as before.
With each succeeding report, the host began, Kafiri Farag seems to be setting the bar of action journalism higher and higher. With this latest exclusive, received less than half an hour ago, Mr. Farag has raised himself to the very pinnacle of his profession.
The image switched to a view of the planet Darien, tilted as such and set against the dust swirls of the Huvoon deep zone. With a backdrop of hazy stars burning through misty interstellar veils, a voiceover commenced.
Darien, a world colonized by humans fleeing the deadly Ekorga onslaught. Hardy settlers who, by the sweat of their brow and sheer grit and determination, built their settlements, towns and cities, places to live in and raise new generations. Yet the colony ship which reached this world was one of three such vessels whose fates have remained a mystery. Until now.
The image changed to another section of the starry depths, just as a knot of distortion twisted a patch of faintly radiant dust cloud swirls. The knot opened out, and a large irregular shape appeared. At first glance, it seemed to be nothing more than a large asteroid, cast in sharp relief by the light of the sun. Then, Julia saw that the sunlight was reflecting from clusters of gleaming, glittering points and surfaces, and, when the magnification suddenly jumped forward, everything was revealed. The asteroid had been adapted by sentient hands, its exterior encrusted with vents and ducts, improvised cableways, machinery housings, a variety of small, shiny domes, outcrops of mysterious assemblies, innumerable antennae, dishes and sensors, and, on every surface, characters that Julia realized were Earth Asiatic, possibly Chinese.
With my surveillance systems at full extension, said Farag, I was able to pick up the following exchange.
There was the faintly sibilant hum of an open comm channel, then the sharper hiss of a new signal link.
Unknown vessel, you have entered a restricted system and may have placed yourself in danger. Please identify yourself and state your reasons for coming here.
A moment or two passed before a reply came.
I am Kang Lo, Duizhang of the Work Home Vessel Retributor. Are you the danger that we must face? Please, name yourself.
The frame pulled back from the adapted asteroid as an inset appeared, showing a stern-looking man with stubble-short hair and wearing an azure-blue uniform. The image was grainy and a little unsteady.
Kang Lo, sir. I am Lieutenant Ash, commanding strike cruiser Silverlance flagship of the Darien Navy. If your intentions are peaceful, you can expect no danger from us.
A second picture appeared next to the first. A barrel-chested man in a blackened powder-blue coat stood there, dark eyes gazing intently from beneath immaculately cut black hair.
Lieutenant, it is a great pleasure to greet our brothers and sisters of Darien. Know that our intentions are honourable, although we cannot promise a peaceful demeanour when confronted by the enemies of humanity.